Good morning. Welcome to worship this morning. Please be sure to read through the announcements to see what's happening here this week and other upcoming events. Just a few things to highlight. In 2 weeks, on January 26th, we will have our annual congregational meeting, and we do need you here for your voice and for your vote, participation in that meeting, and that will be following the 9 o'clock worship service then. And that's January 26th. Another thing that I'd like to highlight is I will be having a First Communion class once again, and that will be on February 1st. The class itself is on a Saturday morning, and then we will have a First Communion then that following Sunday. And let's see, one more announcement. There will be no adult Sunday school class this morning. Okay, I think, Kim, you had some?
I just want to remind all the parents that are going, your kids are going to camp. We're going to have a parents meeting today after Sunday school. It'll just take a few minutes. We need to go over some fundraiser stuff. So if you could see me in the basement directly after Sunday school, please.
Thank you, Kim. Are there other announcements? Anybody else? Not then, I invite you to rise for the brief order for confession and forgiveness. In the name of the Father and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare unto you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our opening hymn, Arise, Your Light Has Come.
Congregation may be seated. Congregation is invited to follow along with Holy Baptism. It is in the front of the green hymnal on page 121. Page 121. In Holy Baptism, our gracious Heavenly Father liberates us from sin and death by joining us to the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are born children of a fallen humanity. In the waters of baptism, we are reborn children of God and inheritors of eternal life. By water and the Holy Spirit, we are made members of the church, which is the body of Christ. As we live with Him and with His people, we grow in faith, love, and obedience to the will of God. In Christian love, you have presented this child for holy baptism. You should therefore faithfully bring him to the services of God's house and teach him the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments. As he grows in years, you should place in his hands the Holy Scriptures and provide for his instruction in the Christian faith, that living in the covenant of their baptism and in communion with the church, he may lead a godly life until the day of Jesus Christ. Do you promise to fulfill these obligations? The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Holy God, mighty Lord, gracious Father, we give you thanks for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters and you created heaven and earth. By the gift of water, you nourish and sustain us and all living things. By the waters of the flood, you condemned the wicked and saved those whom you had chosen, Noah and his family. You led Israel by the pillar of cloud and fire through the sea, out of slavery into the freedom of the promised land. In the waters of the Jordan, your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Spirit. By the baptism of his own death and resurrection, your beloved son has set us free from the bondage to sin and death, and has opened the way to the joy and freedom of everlasting life. He made water a sign of the kingdom and of cleansing and rebirth. In obedience to his command, we make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Pour out your Holy Spirit, so that he who is here baptized may be given new life. Wash away the sin of him who is cleansed by this water, and bring him forth as an inheritor of your glorious kingdom. To you be given praise and honor and worship through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church, the faith in which we baptize. Do you renounce all the forces of evil, the devil, and all his empty promises? Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Harvest Vince Johnchek, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we give you thanks for freeing your sons and daughters from the power of sin and for raising them up to a new life through this holy sacrament. Pour your Holy Spirit upon Harvest, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord, the Spirit of joy in your presence. Amen. Harvest, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Amen.
Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
Let us pray. O God, the giver of all life, look with kindness upon the father and mother of this child. Let them ever rejoice in the gift you have given them. Make them teachers and examples of righteousness for their children. Strengthen them in their own baptism, so they may share eternally with their children the salvation you have given them through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Through baptism, God has made this new brother a member of the priesthood we all share in Christ Jesus, that we may proclaim the praise of God and bear his creative and redeeming word to all the world. Peace be with you. And I think we've got a couple of gifts for y'all.
On behalf of the women of Cradle Workshop here at St. Paul Lutheran, we want to present this hand crocheted blanket to Autumn.
Harvest.
May each stitch remind you of the love God has for all his children. May you know all the God's blessings.
On behalf of the women of St. Paul Lutheran Church, we present Harvest with his first Bible. As he grows in years, teach him God's words to carry with him throughout his lifetime. God's love and
we have our newest member. The Lord be with you. Let us pray together the prayer of the day. Father in heaven, at the baptism of Jesus in the River Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who are baptized into Christ faithful in their calling to be your children and inheritors with him of everlasting life. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Our first lesson today is a reading from Isaiah chapter 43. But now thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Saba in exchange for you. Because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you, I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east and from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from far away, and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. The word of the Lord. Our psalm today is Psalm 29, and we will read it responsively. Ascribe to the Lord, you gods. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
Ascribe to the Lord glory due his name. Worship the Lord with jubilant holiness.
The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is upon the mighty waters.
The voice of the Lord is a powerful voice. The voice of the Lord is a voice of splendor.
The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar trees. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. The voice of the Lord splits the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh.
The voice of the Lord makes the oak trees crunch and strikes the horse.
And in the temple of the Lord, all are crying, glory. The Lord shall give strength to his people. The Lord shall give his people the blessing of peace. Our second lesson today is a reading from Acts chapter 8. Now when the apostles of Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. The two went down and prayed for them, that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet the Spirit had not come upon any of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit, the word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the third chapter. As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water. But one who is more important than I is coming, and I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear the threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In our gospel lesson, which was just read just a moment ago, we hear the story about the baptism of Jesus. And after Jesus had been baptized and he was there praying, the Holy Spirit came down like a dove, and then we hear that voice, "You are my Son, my Beloved. with you, I am very well pleased. There is a special relationship between Jesus and his Father, a special relationship between he and God. It's a close, tight relationship. And upon that relationship, then all of our relationships are built. Our relationship with God comes through Jesus Christ and that relationship that he had with his Father. And then all the relationships that we have here on this earth, whether it's between husband and wife or our parents and children or friends or other family members, all those relationships. We are able to have relationships because of what God has done for us. I mean, God, if we go back to the story of Genesis, it says that God had created us in his image, and that image is to be able to be in relationships with one another. But there's times here in this earth where our relationships don't seem to be so good, or we even seem like we fall away from God. We can't always be as confident as a little boy who was drawing pictures one day, and his mother came along and asked, "What are you drawing a picture of?" He says, "I'm drawing a picture of God." Well, his mother patiently explained, "Well, nobody has really seen God. Nobody knows what God looks like." And the little boy says, "Well, don't worry, Mom. By the time I get through, they will." To have that sort of confidence, that faith, to know that that relationship is there, to be able to see God present in your life is such a great plus. But we don't always just see that. But we do see is that relationship that Jesus had with his Father. It's interesting because in the gospel lessons, just Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the word Father is used more than 140 times. It's about that relationship between Jesus and the Father that God had sent his only Son into this world to redeem the world, to save the world. And Jesus was obedient even to the point of death. And so we see that complete trust, that complete reliance upon each other, that complete honesty between each other. But all of our relationships don't always come out that way, to have that complete confidence. There was a church that was having new member Sunday, and part of their practice then with the new members was to ask each new member, do you believe in God the Father? Do you believe in God the Son? Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit? And after each of those, the response was, "I do believe." And so the pastor, in preparation for the day, was going through all this with the new members that would be joining, and there was a number of children that were also going to be joining, and he particularly paid attention to them and says, "There'll be a lot of people in church on Sunday, and you need to speak with a clear voice so that other people can hear what you have to say." So it came time for the service and the new members, and the pastor asked the adults, you know, one by one. He started with the adults, "Do you believe in God the Father? I do believe. Do you believe in God the Son? I do believe. Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit? I do believe." And then he came to the children, each one in turn. And so he asked the question, "Do you believe in God the Father?" And that first child, and in all three answers, was a clear, "I do believe." But then the next child got a little louder, "I do believe." And so it became a competition that as each child started to say it, that each one had to be louder than the last one. And so by the time it came to the last little girl who was going to be asked the question, she was nearly shouting, "Do you believe in God the Father?" And she, at the top of her lungs, "I do believe." "Do you believe in God the Son?" At the top of her lungs, "I do believe." "Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit?" And there was a bit of a pause. And she said, "I believe I do." That's us. There's some times where we know God is absolutely present in our lives. We can feel that presence. We know he's there. We can see the wonderful things that he's done. But then there's those other days where it's the "I do believe" days. Where, you know, we really haven't lost our faith, but it seems like God is distant. That God is further away from us. That it doesn't seem like God is right there present in our lives. And we wonder, where is God? You know, I think that if Jesus stood right in front of us, where we could physically see him and talk to him, I think we'd have a lot of questions. It'd be a lot of questions of how? How'd you do those things that you did?
or when. You know, what's the real order of things, or even where questions. But I think the questions that we'd be asking most would be starting with why. Why did that happen? Why did things go this way? It's those questions of why. We don't understand God. We don't understand why He does things the way that He does. Why did my parent die? Why did my child die? Why did the doctor tell me that I have a terrible disease? Why have my friends turned upon me? It's those questions of why. And when we're in those situations, it seems like God is far off. That God is seems to be lost, or He's out of our life. And then there's those times too where we just wander off. We get busy with other stuff. We get sidetracked and we're no longer there. And that's why it's so important that we do come together. There was a family that was going on a week camping trip. And so as they were starting to set up camp, the parents were putting things together, and they told their two older children, "Watch out for little Kathy for us while we set up camp." And so they soon got camp set up, and they were ready to go do some stuff with the kids, and there were the two older kids, but where was little Kathy? And they asked, "Where was little Kathy?" And they said, "She was right here a minute ago." But they couldn't find her right then. She wasn't right there in their campsite. So they started looking for little Kathy. But little Kathy was nowhere to be found. And other campers in neighboring campsites saw these people in distress, and they were asking, "What's going on?" And they said, "We can't find our child." And so they started helping. So soon the whole campground was looking for little Kathy. And it wasn't long then, too, before the park rangers were out looking for Kathy, and eventually the state troopers came in looking for Kathy. Finally, one of the campers were out walking, spread out, and he heard a small voice crying. And he said, "Kathy?" And she responded, and so she was down in a shallow ravine. She had fallen down there. She didn't know where she was, and she was scared, and she was crying. But the man went down there and picked her up and rescued, and then called everybody back together and said, "She has been found." And the whole campsite rejoiced. Well, that evening, as they were tucking in their kids, the parents held all three of the children very tightly and held them for a while. And as they were tucking little Kathy in then, into a sleeping bag, little Kathy says, "Aren't you glad you found me?" God does that to us. We wander off. We're the ones who wander off. We're the ones who get lost. We get strayed. And we think God is far off, far away. But God is right there. He's searching for us. What's wonderful, too, about our gospel lesson this morning is it shows the whole It shows the whole Holy Trinity, because it is the Spirit then who comes down to us, who continually calls us back to God. It is Jesus Christ who has saved us, who has come into this world with His physical presence, who lived among us, who died and rose again, bringing us salvation. And it is that Father in heaven that looks down upon us, the one who has created us. I love that passage in Isaiah that we read this morning. A couple of places there. One, it says that He has formed us, He has made us, He has created us. But then it also says that I have called you by name, and you are mine. That ownership, that claiming of us. Here we've had a baptism this morning, and again, we heard those words as well then too, of that child being named in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That we are called. We are called by name and named by God. We are formed and made. We are God's. He has made us, and we are His. And so that relationship is always there. When Jesus was baptized, we heard those words. You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased. And those are the same words that Jesus, or God, speaks to us. God the Father speaks to us in our relationship with Him. You are my beloved children. With you I am well pleased. Amen.
May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We sing the hymn of the day, "I Was There to Hear Your Barney Cry." Let us draw near to the throne of grace, offering prayer and supplication on behalf of the church, the world, and one another. Please rise. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us a glimpse into the mystery of the Holy Trinity in baptism of your beloved Son. Thank you for uniting us to him in the power of the heaven-descended dove. Thank you for naming us as your beloved children in our own baptism. Give us the grace to live lives well-pleasing to you, Lord, in your mercy. Through your holy church, let the world hear the thunder of your voice and know the beauty of your holiness. Strengthen and defend all who suffer for confessing Jesus as Lord. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for the people and the ministry of this congregation. Make us dead to sin and alive to you in Christ. Burn away the chaff from our hearts. Gather up and sanctify all that you have cleansed. Help us share with family and friends the goodness of the new life we have in our Savior. Lord, in your mercy. Protect, purify, and guide the leaders of all nations, especially our own. Establish peace, wisdom, and righteousness among us. Keep watch over those who walk through the floods of violence and the flames of war to defend us. Conform their decisions, words, and actions to your will. Bring them home safely and soon. Bring healing to communities wounded by violence and fractured by injustice and hatred. Lord, in your mercy. Say to all who suffer in mind, body, or spirit, do not fear, for I am with you. Gather them from the far reaches of suffering and sorrow. Restore them to those who love them, and remind them always that they are precious in your sight. Especially we name before you Joe Barnes, Alberto Jimenez Jr., Rosa Harton, Catherine Glore, Lynn Magura, and we ask that you may bring an end to the fires of California. We also pray for the family of Joan Gohmert. Lord, in your mercy. You grant us peace. Comfort all who grieve. Dwell with us in this life and at the last. Join us with the saints whom you have created, formed, and named. Lord, in your mercy. Graciously hear and generously answer our prayers, dear Father, in accordance with your wisdom and mercy for us. We pray in the name of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We continue with the offering. You may be seated. Let us pray. Merciful God, in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you embrace our lives with your great love for humanity. With joy and gladness, we ask that these gifts may be for many a sign of that love, and that we may continue to share in your divine life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the host of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us.
Come, for all is ready. Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. The spirit of your love, O God, and unite the wills of those whom you have fed with one heavenly food. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace.
Amen.
Our closing hymn, "Go, My Children, with My Blessing."
Thank you.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And as we go in peace, we share that peace with each other. The peace of the Lord be with you.
And also with you.